Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Previously on 5 Week Countdown.
There's something in here. It's a cell phone? Think they're going to call me?
They are. They have one final task this week. Tell us the whole story. What happened from 2011 to 2019 that led to this? I have an offer for you. You can opt out now by pushing the button, and I'll simply open the door. The catch is, I'll find and kidnap a member of our listening audience to fill your place. You can press the button any time between now and the final episode.
And
I'll let you walk out of here.
This is fucking torture! What do I do?
Martin Luther once said, every man must do two things alone. He must do his own believing and his own dying. The time has come. As I'm recording this, the decision has been made. You have submitted your final answers. You've called in, and Whitney has done what she's done. And after this is all over, I'll need to repair my white room. I'll need to buy a new bench. I'll have to restock and resupply, which isn't cheap. So if you enjoyed our little game, head to countdownpod.com and click support in the top right-hand corner. You'll get behind-the-scenes clips, bloopers from Whitney, and more messages from me. There are a ton of great perks on there, and I can assure you that all of the money goes towards helping us rebuild for round two. Don't forget to check it out after this episode. But in the meantime, on this final episode, in these final minutes before the clock hits zero, we find out if Whitney did her own believing or her own dying.
Audio Media presents 5 Week Countdown.
Supposed to make this decision. I mean, you can't just put this on someone, Kay. You can't. It's not fair. I mean, it's not for me to decide someone else's fate. I can't be the one to make this decision. I mean, if I escape now, someone else will be kidnapped and trapped here. That's bullshit. But, I mean, what's to say that person wouldn't deserve it, right? I mean, Kay would only kidnap people who did something bad, right? What am I talking about? There's me. I mean, I don't think I'm a terrible person. I mean, regardless of what the full story turns out to be, I've been racking my brain trying to remember or think about anything wrong I could have done to make kidnapping me and torturing me make sense. So, what if I escape and he kidnaps someone who hasn't done anything yet? I mean, what do you do that just to keep this sick fucking game going? He said he would. Oh, God. I'm too hungry to even think. Kay hasn't failed any of his other promises, so why would he start now? I can leave. Right now. All right. Just push it, Whitney. Just push it, you idiot. You can't put your life into a rando's hands like this. I mean, what if they get it wrong? I mean, oh, fuck. Are you willing to die just to prove that you trust people? I mean, is that what Kate wants? This whole thing could be a ploy, right? What if he wants me to stay to prove that I've learned my lesson, that I'm connected to everyone else, you know? And then I pass the test and things go ding, 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 and he lets me the fuck out of here, right? I mean, that must be it, right? Oh, this stupid phone! Damn it! I keep checking it just in case, but still, no service. I mean, how much longer? Oh, fuck, how much longer? This anticipation is killing me!
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
It's been 3,000 minutes since I learned about the button. I slept on it. I thought about it. And I don't care. I don't. I can't. If I die, no one will care. You all listening probably won't care, right? So, why would I care if something happens to you? I'm going to push the button. Here we go! I'm going to get out of here. I'm gonna do it! I'm gonna... Whether or not I make it out of here alive, I hope they find you, Kay. I hope they find you, catch you, and fry you on the chair like a fucking bug on a lamp. You think you're all high and mighty behind that speaker. Well, guess what? You're not. You're scum. You're the shitty person. You are the one who deserves to be trapped in a room, handcuffed to the floor, sitting in the dark. I hope you have night vision on that camera, because I want you to see me giving you the finger as those last minutes tick down. One way or another, you fucking asshole.
Please, tell me how you really feel.
Actually, I don't want them to kill you, Kay. I think you deserve to be locked up for the rest of your miserable life. That's a suitable punishment. Then you can't be anonymous in prison.
We're at the final episode, Whitney. Are you ready?
Sure. Yeah. Tick-tock, Kay. Only a few more minutes to torture me. How do you feel about that?
Is that the delirium talking, or have you passed through Stockholm Syndrome already?
Oh, I'm not afraid of you anymore. That's what it is.
Odd. It's not over yet.
I've accepted my fate. Either way.
So brave. But I think you just assumed that the button is a test, and I'll kill you because you press it.
Man, think what you want, okay?
I have a present for you and the audience.
What?
An unheard audio clip taken from the recordings during the bank robbery in 2017. Listen.
Couldn't get up the nerve before. Please.
my God. Was he sorry that he killed those people?
His name was Timmy Rushman. Are you ready to hear the final answer?
Wait.
Why?
Because... I need to say this. On the record, or whatever.
Go on.
I'm choosing not to hit the escape button. If I end up dying in here, and the audience doesn't get it right, then I'm okay with that. I just can't have someone else punished because of me. I won't. So, I'm sorry, but I don't care what these people have to say. That's my decision.
You've run quite the gamut of emotions this week. Now you're the one that's being quiet.
I have nothing else to say.
You will once you hear from the audience.
Okay, Kay.
Are you really that sick of me, Whitney?
No, Kay. I love you. We're besties now. Look, just play the voicemails or turn cell service back on. Whatever you have to do, okay?
Fine. Incoming influx of messages.
Jeez. They just keep coming, don't they?
You're a popular girl.
Okay, here we go.
Good luck.
Wait, you don't know what people said on these?
Of course I do. I've handpicked the best ones.
Figures. It's asking for a pin.
Haven't you found the hidden pin located around the room?
No, I... Shit.
I'm kidding.
What the fuck, Kay?
Use 0804. My birthday.
Oh, Leo. Of course you are. Actually, me too. Whatever. I really fucking hate you.
Just shows you're not as calm, cool, and collected as you're pretending to be this week.
It worked.
Whitney, I think you should push the button. I have a hard time distinguishing reality from fiction, but on the off chance that this is actually happening, I totally don't mind being selected for kidnapping. I don't really have a lot going on right now, and I will happily sit in a room with free food and, some downtime for meditation. So just push the button and get out of there. I volunteer to take your place if you need.
Okay, that guy's a little weird, but that's all right.
And I want to know more about that.
Next.
Hi there. My name is Catherine, and I just want to say that, fuck Whitney. That bitch had this coming to her.
What the fuck? Fuck that, that's terrible. What an asshole.
So I'm going to assume that Kay is impartial, as he said. Whitney is just wrapped up in a crime family thing just by bad luck and her YouTube channel.
Okay, so did Luke say crime family, of which Timmy Rushman was a member, had a crime spree in 2011, which means that they were doing pretty well.
In 2011, a crime family went on a spree of unsolved murders, robberies, and drug-related activities. Their godfather had just passed away. And for a period of 2 years, they essentially became anarchists. No one was able to pin it on them, mostly because the police were either already in their pocket, or they were too afraid to arrest anyone.
Oh God, they got arrested.
Timmy was arrested in 2012, and he must have given the government information on the Lucchese's in 2013, and then maybe he was, like, placed in witness protection program after that in exchange for the information.
No, that can't be it. Is this true?
In 2013, a mother and child were killed during a home invasion gone wrong. After being part of the tragedy, Timothy Rushman, a.k.a. Timmy the Hands, came forward, willing to testify against his brothers who pulled the trigger.
The canary that was in the box with a reference to Timmy, like, singing like a bird and informing the police.
Call it a spontaneous change of heart. Call it the fear of a soon-to-be father living in a world where loved ones can be murdered in their home for a few knickknacks to sell on the street. Either way, Timmy turned himself in for the crime on a plea deal that included him and his family be sent to witness protection. In 2013, he was about to take the stand when a threat against his wife interrupted the trial.
Later in 2013, the Lucchese family mafia is found guilty for all their crimes.
Kristen Rushman was pregnant at the time and was moved into witness protection immediately before Timmy. She was safe, but he had no idea where she was. A few days later, Timmy disappeared.
In 2017, you actually posted a video on YouTube of a supposed weirdo, which is revealed to actually be Timmy Rushman's identity, his whereabouts, as well as his daughter's school.
That man was Timmy Rushman. At the time, he was simply trying to see his daughter from afar from the first time in his life.
No. No way. No, that is too much of a coincidence.
Nashner is then missing just a few days thereafter. Timmy then receives a threat from what I assume to be the Lucchese family to turn himself in or to, in their words, come home. And in exchange, he gets his little girl back.
And then they forced him to rob a bank with a bomb strapped to his chest. They had no intention of him ever making it out alive.
So he went to them, they released his daughter, and then he had to do that bombing in New York City.
He's presumptively forced to do this by the Lucchese family as a means of revenge.
That time, the silver, please, let her go.
Which this now leads back to you. You're here because you're basically being told a very hard lesson. Because of your reckless videos, this basically caused the entire family, as well as presumptively other victims, to be completely torn apart. The reason why you're here is just because of you, and hopefully you're going to learn something out of this.
That was an accident. I had no idea.
I know.
Then why in the fuck did you kidnap me? That wasn't my fault!
I never said it was.
You said it was something I did.
You did do it. Because of your carelessness and your cruelty, this man's family was threatened. He was killed along with others in the bank.
Okay, by that logic, I could have been recording for anything. If I was recording a goddamn nature walk on the street and got his face on camera, the same thing would have happened.
But you weren't. You set these actions in motion with your cruel intent. The ramifications were larger than you could have predicted.
What, and that's some philosophy about the world? Fucked up karma?
Every action has a consequence. People forget that. The energy you put out into the world, it changes the world around you. And the universe always settles the score.
By the way, I think Kay is none other than Kristen Nashmir. She's just giving you a hard lesson, honey.
Our society is so self-obsessed. They disregard how their actions affect others. It would take a massive shift in our society to undo the damage that we've done. And frankly, my room isn't large enough to contain that many people.
So what? You'll force us all to change, one person at a time?
By the very act of recording this and putting it out into the world, we've affected hundreds, if not thousands, of people. Maybe they'll change their ways after seeing what's happened to you.
Oh, what, and the threat of the Big Bad K coming after them next?
Goodbye, Whitney.
Goodbye? I'm free to go?
No.
What is this? Kay? Open the door. Let me out. They solved it. They got it right. I'm going to be different. I swear. Please. Please, I changed. I changed. I did the right thing.
Please. I don't know if I believe that.
After all I've been through in here. All the things I've said.
Actions speak louder than words.
This wasn't... This wasn't the game.
You're an example of us all, Whitney.
I'm supposed to... I'm supposed to get out.
Frankly, I am surprised that you and the audience would put so much blind faith in a man behind the mask. Grateful to be alive, I'm sure. You didn't expect me to go against you after all the trust that we've established these weeks, did you? We need to trust each other if we're going to play another round. Like I said, you're in this as much as I am. Production. Written and created by Vincent DiGianni, with audio editing by Eric Howell. Starring Melissa Sheldon as Whitney, and me as Kay. If you've made it this far, I wanted to thank you for being one of our loyal listeners and for participating in our first round. There will be more from us. I just need to find the right victims and find the funding for season two. I had to quit my day job in order to monitor these recordings and to piece it all together. Planning the puzzles also isn't easy, and we need to pay our team. Unfortunately, it's not just me behind the scenes. So if you enjoyed our little show, and want to help us fund another round, or if you just want some great behind-the-scenes bonus content, including exclusive seasons only for supporters, then head to countdownpod.com and click the support button in the top right corner to find out everything we have to offer. And trust me, I really appreciate it. Thank you again for listening, and hopefully we'll see you soon with hints towards our upcoming round. Tick-tock.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new Caramel Chocolate Cold Brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.